Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Bertrand Sansonon's A Friends of the Earth, Switzerland and Palm Oil. Voluntary guidelines do not work. We need binding rules at global level. At the end of June, the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, RSPO, which gathers actors from several sectors of the palm oil industry, reported that they had suspended Swiss company Nestlé's membership for failing to follow the RSPO's statutes and code of conduct. However, Nestlé doesn't seem to care, warned Friends of the Earth International. Voluntary certification has no means of enforcing minimal standards if corporations don't mind being dumped because they even try to promote their own certification schemes, stated the Environmental Federation on their Twitter account. The Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil has over 3,000 members representing stakeholders in the palm oil supply chain, such as producers, processors, retailers, banks and investors, among others. The network has developed a series of social and environmental criteria that the member companies must follow in order to be certified as sustainable. According to a public statement issued by the RSPO in June the 27th, Nestlé failed to follow some administrative procedures related to the delivery of reports and action plans in 2016 and 2017. Nevertheless, Friends of the Earth International warned that the Swiss company didn't seem to care about this decision. Beyond this specific case, the Environmental Federation has been warning for years that voluntary certification mechanisms, such as the RSPO, are controlled by companies that are interested in advancing their business without taking into account the opinions of the local communities where the production activities take place, and that this has proven to be inefficient. The RSPO has failed to deliver what they promised. They are existing now for 15 years while deforestation has not stopped. Land grabs are even bigger than any time before, said Bertrand Sansonons, international coordinator at ProNatura, Friends of the Earth Switzerland, in an interview with Real World Radio.
Well, Nestlé, as you said, is a transnational but from Swiss origin and based in Switzerland. So it's something, of course, that we were interested in. But more generally, we are working on the issue of palm oil from in Switzerland and in partnership with three FOI member groups in the south, in Honduras, in Nigeria, and in Malaysia. So taking information, taking experience and demand from our sister groups in the south, we are able to develop our position in Switzerland and work on towards our public to better understand these issues. In general, Friends of the Earth International, we are very skeptic about any voluntary schemes. Because, in fact, they appear as a way to reinforce the power of the companies. And while it should be really a responsibility of governments to set the rules and get accountable to their citizens and then make sure that the users, the companies, follow the rules. So this is how we see somehow an ideal world. Of course, the world is not ideal, as we know, and we also see that a number of companies are sometimes much more powerful than governments. So what we need is really international rules instead of such scheme of certification, international rules that force the companies to follow the rules of the countries where they operate, but also of the countries where they are based, and not play with these different standards. I think also certification in general, voluntary certification, is somehow a false solution, as we say, because it's a way to divert the public from the real questions. It gives the people the impression that they do the right things while buying a thing, this thing with a label and not another one. So considering people as just as consumers, not as citizens. While in fact, what we want is to make people really think about their the big issues of the consumption in general, and also think as responsible citizens and operate in a political way when possible. Because, of course, RSPO was established by a number of big companies plus a number of conservation NGOs. But what it seems now that they do not see anymore the same added value. And it was very stunning that, in fact, Nestlé was suspended but didn't seem to be shocked or even minding in any way to be dumped from RSPO. So, in fact, what happens, I think, is that RSPO has failed to deliver what they promised. And I mean, they are existing now for 15 years. And while deforestation has not stopped, land grabs are even bigger than any time before. The workers' rights are not respected, etc., etc. I can follow the list. So there is a lot of criticism everywhere about RSPO. And it seems that companies like Nestlé were under pressure. And they admitted this very clearly in the Swiss media, for example, that the consumers are asking all the time, why are you doing this and that? So their interest is now to develop their own schemes that they can control and they can communicate about in the public and say, okay, we do good things, we do what we need, etc., and not depending on RSPO, which is under such a strong critic. Even if RSPO was not in fact having a big pressure on them. So yeah, somehow RSPO is just in order to survive as is a need to please everybody. So they have to please the big companies, they have to please the conservation NGOs which are in it, and at the end it just doesn't work. They cannot please everybody, and in fact there is no result. In the case of Nestlé, they really do. They claim that their intentions their way to get sustainability, as they say, is better or quicker than the one of RSPO. So they play now this new card. But of course, the way they do that is without any control. So it's just their own greenwashing and their own the stories that they want to give to the public. Well, RSPO is not far from that because it's also very weak in monitoring the real results. But it's maybe even worse if now every company just choose or develop its own way. So it's purely communication. We published among a number of Swiss NGOs, for example, a fact sheet saying clearly that RSPO is a way of greenwash for the companies, and it does not deliver. But it seems now it's not enough greenwashing for them. So that's why they seem now to be involved in different other ways to talk and to communicate with the public, especially in the north, where there is now some awareness from the consumers about the problems that take place in the south. What we see in all the especially in all the three countries we are working with these three groups, they made research and showed very clearly that RSPO, even if it was genuinely meant to give results, cannot work for many different reasons. And in general, because, first, the guidelines, the principles are weak, but their implementation does not work. And, for example, in Malaysia, it's our sister group, Friend of the Earth Malaysia, Sam, showed very well how RSPO cannot work with the legislation which exists in Malaysia. And it necessarily fails in terms of respecting the rights of the indigenous peoples, which is, of course, a crucial point. And there are a lot of fundamental issues like that. That means that such schemes, in fact, cannot work, cannot be implemented and monitored in a real way. In fact, those RSPO and other possible voluntary schemes point to the need of the expansion of the market. That's also how it was established and why it is mostly dominated, it's fully dominated by the big companies, and while putting all the burden on the producers in the southern countries. So it's controlled by big companies and mostly for the northern markets, giving the impression of greener products, while it's not working in the south. It's the usual, impact of palm oil plantation, which is done against maintaining of ecosystems, maintaining its. It brings to deforestation, it brings to the destruction of the local communities by just preventing those communities to keep on their system of local system of agriculture and developing their own livelihood. So it's again the agroecology, it's again the food sovereignty. It brings all kind of impacts on the environment, these people and communities depend, like water, for example, which is a huge problem. And you have all the usual also aspects of land grabs. Taking just land from the communities, from the indigenous peoples, to be given as concessions to companies. So it's unfortunately what can be observed in now so many places in the world, in the south. As I said in the beginning, we need international rules for that, because the national rules are not enough, and those voluntary guidelines or mechanism do not work. So we need binding rules at global level, and in fact Friends of the Earth and other groups are working very, very hard now to get an international binding treaty, which will be now the draft, the so-called draft zeros of the real, very draft of this treaty will be discussed at the United Nations in Geneva in October. So we are hoping very, very much that we will make strong progress on this year. And it's only such a treaty that will make possible to keep the companies accountable to a number of human rights, and also to respect the environment everywhere and not breaching rules wherever they're working. We hope really for a big step ahead this year.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.